Welcome to this episode of Growing with Becca, where I hope to have meaningful and thought-provoking conversations that promote personal growth in me as well as in the ever-changing world around me.
Recently, I was on a trip to Disneyland with my family. We just got back, and I've just been in a lot of reflection. I was in reflection mode even while I was walking through Disneyland. I was trying to just really be present, be in the moment, be there with my family, not be on my phone too much. At the same time, I wanted to record and have some of the memories saved. And I was thinking, oh, it's a great opportunity to kind of, you know, highlight this on YouTube and all this stuff, you know. And I found myself by day three just breaking down into tears. I had so much reflection because I hadn't been to Disneyland in just over 6 years, I believe it was. And my two older children were much younger. Of course, my middle daughter, she is 10 now, but she was really little the last time I went to Disneyland. And now in every way, life has changed. You know, I'm remarried again. I have a new baby. You know, he's going to be 2 pretty soon. And life is so very different. You know, my oldest two are pretty grown up. I have a 19-year-old daughter, and you know, my son's gonna be 17. He's gonna be graduating high school soon. So it's so odd. Like, it was so odd to walk through Disneyland. For the most part, there's a lot of changes. Like, and there's a whole Star Wars land that like I had never been to. Super exciting, so fun to experience that for the first time. So there was a lot of new experiences to be had, but also, you know, a lot of reflection on memories, like things from the past, right? Because you're walking through this place where some of the parts of Disneyland have not changed much. Like, there are some places, parts of Disneyland have changed a lot, and there are some parts of Disneyland that have not changed. It's almost like a time capsule for me. And I go back in my memories and I'm like, geez, I remember that, like the Golden Horseshoe when I was a kid. And then, you know, my son was like, oh, I remember the Golden Horseshoe because that kid like had a seizure in front of it. And, you know, he was so little when that happened. Like, but it feels like that specific space in Disneyland had like time stood still there. And so it was so strange, kind of a paradox to be there. It's partly really exciting and a new adventure. And partly it's like, wow, all these old memories. And, you know, my oldest wasn't with us on this trip. And so that was difficult. A lot of things have changed within our family dynamics. That was difficult. Having such good memories, but then also some negative memories popping up all at the same time. So there was a lot of emotion, and this trip was to celebrate my 40th birthday. So I'm here being ushered into this new era of life, this new season, and where I'm both really excited. And then also part of me is like, wow, like time has just flown by, like literally a flash of lightning, like a lightning bolt hit me. My two oldest are older. One's out of the house. One's getting really close to being out of the house, or well, maybe not out of the house, but like being an adult, you know? And it's just such a strange dynamic. You know, your babies grow up, things change, people come in and out of your life. And I just felt myself enjoying the moment, but also becoming very reflective in the moment while we were on this trip. So I had so much emotion on day three. I broke down into tears. Some of the, you know, it was mixed emotions, but mostly it was all good, and it was good tears. But some of it was like almost a sadness or a sorrow for, you know, for time past, for the people who I had been to Disneyland with that are no longer in my life or are no longer with us on this earth, or, you know, just the fact that my children are not, you know, they've grown, they're growing up, and they're changing quickly, and they're not little babies anymore. You know, all mothers are like, we remember back to our children just being babies. And then when they start to grow up, it can become a very emotional time for us, you know? So there I was just being super reflective. And, on our fourth day of our trip, we were driving home, and I wrote all of my emotions, and I wrote it all out. So the next part of this episode of this podcast, you're going to hear all of my innermost thoughts, and all of the reflection that I had for the trip, but not just for the trip, but for life. You know, I had a lot of deep life reflection, and, I'm pretty sure it will definitely resonate with a lot of people, especially other moms, other parents, and people who are like understanding now. Life goes by pretty quickly. I know for me, at least my first 40 years have. So, I hope you enjoy some of my thoughts and my reflection on my trip. I wish that the good moments could remain forever, or that time could stand still, but it cannot. All that we have on this earth in this lifetime is the present moment. And the truth is this: the only thing that remains is the memory of the moment. The moment itself must pass in order that we might grow. And yet, the memory of the moment will last a lifetime. It will last beyond a lifetime, beyond your lifetime. The moments and the memories that you create in those moments, that will last forever. It will last far beyond the time that you are alive. You'll make those memories with other people. You'll make those memories with your children. And those people, your children, will carry on every memory, every important memory, every special memory, every celebration, the good times, the bad times, the heartache, the sorrow, the trials, as well as the celebrations and the life experiences and the exciting adventures. This is life. It boils down to moments and the memories that you make within those moments. Make memories for yourself and make memories with other people. Valley, even when your light leaves this world, the memories you've made will live on with the ones with which your memories and your moments were shared. All we have is right now, folks. Like, all we have is right now. For what the future holds, we don't know. So live, laugh, travel, eat, and experience life. Never leave a memory without reflection. When we reflect, we can see the lessons. Every mistake is an opportunity to learn and grow. It won't always be easy because, with memories, even the best of memories, there comes a measure of pain and discomfort. It's like growing anything. When you grow a muscle, it comes with pain and discomfort. When you grow a child inside of your body, it comes with pain and discomfort. When you grow a seed into a plant, that seed must break open and shoot up through the dirt and towards the sunlight. There's always a season of pain during growth, pain and discomfort. You can't grow without it. It just doesn't happen. When we reflect on the good times, we also have to remember that the past, the people who are no longer with us, the ways in which the world has changed, the growth that has led our loved ones to far off places, that is a part of the process as well. These things are inevitable. Feel the pain and let it pass. Acknowledge it for what it is. Understand that you have the power to cause change that will alter the course of your path, and not just your path, but the path of many others. May it be for the better or worse, don't dwell in shoulda, coulda, woulda. The truth is that there is no certainty of outcome, no matter which path you choose. How do you know that you aren't currently exactly where you are meant to be? So don't dwell. Learn your lessons and choose better. Redirect your path if necessary. Rewrite the story. You have the power and the ability to do so. Then make memories. Use those moments, every moment that is gifted to you, use it to make memories and to learn lessons and to grow. Memories that will last and make good choices. And when you don't make a good choice, you can fix it. Everything is fixable. Everything is figureoutable. Make choices that will alter your path and the path of the people around you for the better. Live consciously. Be present with yourself while you're making decisions. Ask yourself, is this the best course of action? Is this the best decision to be made? Am I acting in my higher self, or am I acting in a lower frequency because of feelings and emotions and heartache and pain and trials and suffering and all such. Think about those things. Allow yourself to process them. Our choices, even down to the attitudes we choose to have with ourselves and with the people around us, can alter not just our path, but the paths of those around us. Choose wisely. For all that you get to leave on this earth is a legacy of moments and memories that you made within those moments. There was a time frame when my oldest children were little, and I'd hope and I'd wish for time to go just a little faster, because life as a single mom with two young children was just so incredibly difficult most days. And so I'd say things like, when you're older, I'll do this, or when you know, they grow up a little, we'll do this, and I'll take that trip when they're, you know, in junior high or high school, or we'll do this and that. I'll just wait until things get a little easier. But you know what? Life doesn't just get a little easier. It really doesn't. It may not be the same circumstance, but it will be a different circumstance. Life is ups and downs, peaks and valleys, ebbs and flows. It actually never gets easier per se. In some ways, life can even become much more complicated than it is in this present moment right now. And so I was just waiting for life to happen to me, waiting for time to pass. And when things didn't turn out the way I'd hoped or wished or prayed, I'd fall into depression. I'd be in a dark space. This recycled for years. And here's the truth. This is what I've learned. Life is happening right now. All that time that I wasted wishing for time to go a little bit faster until things were easier, I don't have that time back. I can't get that time back. It's gone. Those moments are gone. And now all I can do is move forward and learn the lesson and make new moments and make new memories in those moments and so on and so on. Make memories with my children now as they are, and reflect on the moments that I had with them when they were little, because those moments are fleeting. Let me tell you, they will go by so fast. When people say your kids grow up in the blink of an eye, they are not kidding. It literally feels like the blink of an eye. Now that I have a 19-year-old that has moved away and a 17-year-old, going to be 17 years old really soon, who's going to graduate from high school next year, like I can't get those moments back, and they feel like a blink of an eye. Truly, the only thing that is holding you back is your own inaction. So stop waiting for life to happen. Stop waiting for life to get easier. Stop hoping and wishing that what your current circumstance, maybe it's not so great, would just, you know, time would just go a little bit faster just to get you through this difficult season, because you don't know what's coming in the next season. It's all about how you deal with it right now, how you use the moments that you are gifted and the memories that you create within those moments that you can pass down for generations, even long after you're gone. Playing it safe and not making the decisions that you really want to make, or taking the opportunity that you really want to take, it will leave you feeling alone. Like, time will pass and you're going to look back and you're going to be like, wow, I didn't do that thing. I really wanted to do that. I didn't go to that place. I really wanted to go there. And then as those doors slowly shut, or sometimes quickly shut, and that time has passed, you want to go back, but you can't. You can move forward in a new direction, in a new season. And sometimes those things are redeemable. I'm not saying they're not. Sometimes those things are redeemable. Sometimes you will have another chance, but it's not going to be exactly like the chance you had before it. It'll be a little different because you'll be a little different. We grow where we don't stay the same exact person. Our brains develop. Our life changes. Our circumstances change. Sometimes our relationships change. Our children grow and change. Don't be left with nothing but your own inaction. Thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts with you. I hope that it was thought-provoking. I hope that I gave you a little something to chew on here with all of my vacation and my 40th year reflection. May you have a wonderful holiday season and create
so many wonderful memories in the moments that you have been gifted. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Growing with Becca. Until next time, keep going and keep growing.